So we can see how difficult is it to change our negative habitual tendency. That's why even the author, Zheng Yan Fa Shi, she also know habitual tendency is not easy to root out. So without the wisdom and the understanding that I share with you, it's really, really not easy. So now you see the beauty in our sharing, in our development of the Buddha Dhamma's understanding. And all those things that I shared with you just now, most of the things are not in the sutra teaching, because the sutra teaching only have the essential Dhamma, the words. But how to apply them, how to transform them into a living reality so that you can apply them in the midst of life, in the midst of your daily activity and daily living. That aspect of the teaching is missing, because Dhamma is applicable to all conditions and all situations. And the application of Dhamma is one thing that is lacking. I realize a lot of the teaching are very scholarly, very like Dhamma knowledge. People can recite, rattle the sutta, even chant the sutta clearly and honestly. But how many people have the understanding to put it into practice and cultivate it so that it can bring forth the transformation? Then all this problem of how come I still have anger, I still have fear, all this delusion will be gone. Yet they didn't realize that anger was never them, fear was never them. It's due to their wrong view, wrong thought that stir and react to sense experience. And through this, that is how the mind functions. The mundane mind that is deluded and heedless get entangled and afflicted. So you see all this through meditative awareness and silence, then you will awaken. You will straighten your view and not to do all this foolish thing anymore. When you develop the meditative understanding, the third way and the fourth way, then you come to realize anger was never me. Hatred was never me. So all this fear, worry, anxiety was just ordinary condition, dependent originating mind states. They were never intrinsic within you. Before you get angry, there was no anger. Before fear arise, there was no fear. Then how did they arise? They come and they go. You didn't die. So how can anger be you? How can fear be you? So when you understand all this, then you can meditate into it and ask yourself, who are you? What are you? Without the thought, who are you? What are you? When thought ceases, your true nature, your true mind surface, the awareness nature arises. In fact, that nature is always there. It's only when you arise mundane thinking, the heedless thinking, then it cloud that nature. Because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are silent, completely silent in tranquility and stillness, to be aware of the moment in your true mind, or you are lost in thought, preoccupied with your thinking. And when you understand this principle, you understand meditation. So meditation is to be with the moment, to observe, to understand, to meditate, to see things as they are. So to do that, I have to silence. That's why the silent mind, I have to develop awareness, stability of it. Not to go and think, not to go and use the thought to meditate. How can the thought meditate to realize a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind? It's foolish, isn't it? It's impossible. Thought must cease. The silence within must be stabilized. That's why you must realize your true nature, your true mind, your awareness nature within, stabilize it. Then only you can meditate. Then only you can understand. You can have clarity to observe, to understand who you are, what you are, and how your mundane mind arise and deceive you. How they are dependent, originating, following the dwelling, paticca-samuppanna. So all these are the essential Dhamma that you will see clearly. But the process of cultivating this is not taught. The book and the sutta are very scholarly, very rigid, like dogmatic. They have a lot of Dhamma principle or scholarly type of teaching. They can rattle to you the dwelling, but how many people understand the dwelling? If you don't have the understanding, the dwelling is theoretical, no use. It does not benefit you. It cannot help you to develop understanding and wisdom. And you cannot develop the understanding and wisdom, how can you change? Your habitual tendency will be there because you still cannot understand who are you, what are you, and the way things are. You still have mark of everything, mark of a self cultivating, the egoic mind very strong, mark of others. There is duality, there is division, separation. And mark of Dhamma, mark of life, mark of existence. Everything like so real to you. Then how can you liberate your mind? How can you cause your Sankara activity, your mundane thinking to cease? It can't. Not until you understand the universal characteristic, like what the Buddha taught. Sabbe sankhara anicchang, sabbe sankhara dukkang. All of sankhara is impermanent. They come and go. No reality. You attach and cling and give meaning. It brings about suffering. That's why sabbe sankhara dukkang. Then because it is impermanent, it is also anatta, empty nature, non-self. So all this, sabbe dhamma anatta, become very beautiful, very clear. That's how the whole teaching comes about. If you don't have that understanding, you cannot awaken. Your habitual tendency cannot be rooted out. The wisdom way, like I explained to you all many times, especially to Song. Initially, when you develop the understanding, you contemplate, you reflect, based on all those things that I share with you, then you develop a deep understanding. Then this one becomes yoniso, manasikara, is with your nature. The problem with cultivator is they want to remember. They thought they must remember. Well, this is Dhamma, they say. They must remember this Dhamma. The real cultivation is not to remember. But Dhamma, no need to remember. Dhamma is an understanding, wisdom, awakening. If you have, means you have. You don't have, means you don't have. You cannot try to remember things and believe that that memory, which is your thought, is Dhamma. That is delusion. So when you understand that, you do not analyze and reason anymore. All our analysis and reasoning is from the Sankara, the thought process, the mundane mind. Who analyze? The thought analyze. The mundane mind is basically thought. So when you understand this, your cultivation will evolve and become very different. You don't have to worry about all this arising of thought because the user of thought is most important. That's why I say you have to realize through the meditative process, the third and fourth way, when anger arise, fear arise, emotion arise, you have to silence your mind through the third way and find out what happened. It will cease. You don't give it any more thought, analysis, or reasoning, or try to justify and become unhappy. Why am I still angry? How come I cannot root out my habitual tendency? I cannot even reduce it. So all this is not cultivation. This is analysis, reasoning. The understanding is, if I meditate and realize it ceases, then that understanding is very important. That understanding is, anger was never me. Where is dependent originating? Where when it arises through my wrong view, my mental reaction and stirring, then it come to be. Dependent on that wrong view, it condition, emotion, anger, or fear. And when that wrong view ceases, when I silence my mind and meditate and be with it, what happened? The very flowering of that sankhara emotion is the very ending of that emotion. So anger will cease, fear will cease. Then you realize there is deep peace, there is tranquility, there is stillness, there is your true mind. You let the mind return to its original state. No need to do anything. Then you realize, anger was not me. Fear was not me. So if anger and fear is not me, that's how you reflect and contemplate using Cittanupassana. Then you come to the great awakening and understanding. If they are not me, why should I worry about them? Where they are dependent originating. So through habitual tendency, they will arise. But the moment they arise, this understanding, which is yoniso manasikara, will surface. Anger was never me. So I don't have to do anything to root out anger. I just develop the understanding. Then I tell myself, how come every time I see something, I hear something, I smell something, or think of something, my mind stir, I become emotional. So what went wrong? That is the fourth way. Means you have to investigate. Means you have to silence your mind to observe and trace the origination factor of anger and fear. How did you get angry? How did fear arise? So you realize it's through your senses, through your wrong view, your wrong thought. So what you need to do is to retrospectively reverse this. Through what? Through right view, right understanding. That's how you reverse it out. That's how you root it out and eliminate it. And to trace the origination factor is very easy. When you are mindful, you can trace it through your senses. Either when you see something, hear something, smell something, tactile feel or think or something, then you, through your own wrong views and opinion and conditioning and belief system, you react to it, you stir. You cannot accept the reality of the moment. So when that happens, that is delusion. So you tell yourself, how can I not stir, not react the next time when I see this thing or hear this thing or similar thing? Go back to the teaching. What did the Buddha say? Learn to see things as they are. As they are means what? They are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. Foolish people do foolish things. Angry people do angry things. And the world is the world. Because everything is conditioned, arising, dependent, originating. Whatever that arises, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. When the causes and conditions is established, things is going to be that way. Cannot be otherwise. Nature's way, not your way. When you want things the way you saw. So when you understand all this, you have to learn to accept the reality of the moment, to be at peace. That's why whatever happened, at peace, accept. Doesn't mean you agree with what happened. Then act to overcome. That is the Dhamma. Act with what? Act with Noble Eightfold Path, following the Dhamma way, the wisdom way. That is how life is to be lived. And this is not taught in the teaching. This is the missing part. That's why living being fine is so difficult to overcome habitual tendency, even the Tsuji people. So every time they reflect, do the chanting, repentance, they have to do it over a long period of time, invoking power, merits, vows, everything. And that way is slow. That way take a long time. I realized through my nature's past, This is the fastest way to root things out. That's why this is the teaching that Maitreya wanted me, my nature, to share in the year 2008. So this is the part that you have to bear in mind. Yeah?